Oh, we had a good barn. My daddy always had a good barn. That's something we had if we when we lived in the half dugout. We had a barn, I tell you.
Yeah, you gotta have one of those.
Gotta have a barn. And we had nice cow sheds, places, you know, for the cattle. And
we leased part of the barn, or
that
we
was usually on the south side of the barn. That's usually where they put the stock. And they had hog pens and sheds built all around in those for the stock and all that kind of thing.
Were your sheds separate, or were they built out
Yes.
again? Separate?
They were usually separate, yeah. Yeah, they were.
And did you have a place by what did you have in the upstairs in the barn, or was it a one-story barn?
Oh, that's where Daddy stored hay.
What was that called?
Loft.
Mm-hmm.
Up in the loft.
And what did you call that place around the barn where the cattle would?
What you talking about now, man? Yeah, I know. That's how there's a name for it. Well, I guess it would just be a lot.
Just a lot?
Just a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's really what we always called it.
Is this where you'd bring the cows if you wanted to stake them to milk them?
No, you'd take the shed. Yeah, take them in the sheds to milk them. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
How about your horses? Where were they kept?
In the lot, too. Uh-huh. But there was usually a separate part.
Uh-huh.
But my daddy, I know I've heard him say so many times, son, I was just talking to my older brother, go let the cows into the lot, or let the horses into the lot, you know, or let them out of the lot.
Uh-huh.
And I guess that's what... They didn't call it a barnyard. You know,
just
long time ago they did.
That's northern.
Yeah, that's out way back up in yonder.
Yep.
In Indiana now, that's where my father was raised, and that was the barnyard.
Hmm. Yeah, I know you said hog pens.
Yeah, hog pens.
You said a hog pen.
Mm-hmm, hog pens.
Mm-hmm. This surprised me. I expected to find hog.
Yeah.
I'm a hog man myself.
You're a hog man,
you
said.
My wife is hog.
That is her name?
No. I mean, she calls it a hog, and
call
it a hog.
Uh-huh. Well, that's just the difference.
North and south.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Where did you store your corn, or did you raise corn?
Daddy had a bin in the barn that he always stored the corn in.
Uh-huh.
And he had a maize bin and cottonseed bin, you know, all those places built in this barn.
Mm-hmm. Did he have anything called a granary or a granary?
Yes. He had a granary. Mm-hmm. A granary. We always called it granary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the.
And what was kept in this? Was it a bin
or
a room?
It was more of a bin, and separated into different things. He kept seeds, all kind of grain seeds in this thing, you know, like cottonseed, or corn that he was going to plant, or the maize, or those things that he was going to plant. You know, that's what he'd keep in this place. And I know our chickens, our hens used to go in there and they'd fly over in the top of this thing and make nests in that. Isn't that remarkable how crazy a chicken is?
Mm-hmm. Just to get away so you can't steal the eggs.
Get away where you can't find them. Mm-hmm.
Where did you keep your chickens when they were raising chicks?
Well, we had just a chicken house, a purpose for that, for the hens and the little chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd build coops for the separate kind as they grew up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And separate them.
Mm-hmm. Did your dad have hay at all?
Yes.
Where was that kept?
In the loft of the barn.
Up in the loft.
Mm-hmm.
Always? Was any ever piled out in the field?
No, I never saw it piled out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
No, sir. My daddy always kept the hay in the loft. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did other people around here pile
it
out?
They did. Some of them did. Mm-hmm. They'd pile this hay up. Sometimes they'd leave it in the field. You know, make a hay rack in the field.
Uh-huh.
And just rick this hay right up in there and pile it right there. But not any of my folks. My grandfather, he did have a hay, pile of hay, close to his barn. But my daddy didn't.